Welcome to Change Surfer Radio. I'm Dr. J, and for the next half hour, I'll be your guide to a sexy high-tech vision of a radically democratic future. So keep your mind open and your radio tuned to the left. Today on Change Surfer Radio, we'll be talking with Dr. Munawwar Anis. He's a leading scholar of Muslim bioethics and Islamica in general. Then we'll turn to the beginnings of an interview with Cory Doctorow, a science fiction writer and a leading advocate of open source technology. First, our interview with Dr. Anis. Speaking today with Dr. Munawwar Anis, he's a writer and social critic, a biologist by training. He's written many interesting books, most recently Islam and Biological Futures, which addresses Islamic approach to bioethical issues. He's with us today from Indiana, is that right?
Right now I'm in Chicago.
Okay, in Chicago. And I'm looking forward to meeting him in person at the Transhumanist Bioethics Conference in June. Welcome, Dr. Anis.
Thank you very much.
Now, your work is one of the leading pieces of writing in English that I'm aware of about Islamic bioethics. Are Islamists in general becoming increasingly interested in bioethical questions?
That's a very good question. Unfortunately, no. But I must qualify this blanket no. The impact of new biotechnology is certainly being felt, but to evolve a response to that, or to come up with the moral reasoning for the biotechnological products, that is not happening in the Muslim world, unfortunately. And I would say that probably one reason is that the grounds for that sort of moral decision-making is different, what we find in this part of the world as compared to